whoever that is in the photo.
You ready?
Dear Chicago.
To give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time away. Brother.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is James Leroy.
This is Ricky.
And this is Bill.
Sorry, I didn't realize you wanted me to
do
that.
Well, that's cool. The surprise of it. It makes people laugh. Hooray! Probably not really. Today is Sunday, June 19th, 2011. In the intro, when Chicago comes on, listener Cece said every time he listens to that, he just like dies laughing when it happens. Because it's like, it's so serious. It's like ridiculous.
Like the Hellbound Chicago.
No, not that one. The actual Chicago song.
Oh.
That's, you know.
Cell Block Tango.
No. Everybody need.
Oh.
Needs what's the name of the song? I heard her say something. What was the name of that song?
I forget, but I know it. Yeah.
But he said that one cracks him up. Like out of all the songs, that's just like crazy placed.
There's a couple in there that I don't know what they are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh well.
Let's do a pop quiz game. So wait, I think the first one.
Should we listen to it again? Well, we'll stop it at each one, and then we'll tell who it is.
Yeah. That was GarageBand.
Yeah, this is GarageBand.
Dear Chicago.
That's Ryan Adams.
That's Ryan Adams. Yeah.
Hmm.
This is Cell Block Tango.
Lip shits.
This is Sufjan.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Chicago Bulls.
The Chicago Bears dance. Yeah.
Super Bowl shuffle.
Everybody needs a little time.
Chicago.
Who's this? Chicago. Oh, yeah, that's Chicago. Okay. Yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Who the hell
is that? That was one of yours.
That was Ryan Adams, I think.
Again?
I think. Hold on. I can't remember now. How about Chicago? I can be there. Oh, no. Yeah, I think it's Ryan Adams.
Again?
Yeah, Ryan Adams. Let's see. No, are you sure that wasn't one that you had?
No, it's not. Oh, it could have been, actually.
I think you took it off mine, or off yours. I can't spell.
Was it David Berkeley?
Maybe. Fuck it. We're not looking it up now. The contest is over. That's him.
That's David Berkeley.
No, no, no.
Y'all, we don't even know the name to our songs.
Sorry.
Somebody said they downloaded the Chicago guy that's from here. What's his name? June.
Andrew Bird?
No,
Sufjan.
Sufjan. Yeah.
Oh, he's not from here, but
well,
he did a whole Illinois album.
Yeah. They said he downloaded this
he's
album.
Hot. So he's hot. I've had drinks with him before.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have sex with him?
No.
Would you have?
Yes.
Would he? Is he gay?
No.
I don't think so.
Can he be gay?
In my head. No. Hey, I think you should start off the show on a good note with some reviews.
Oh, okay.
I've got him right here.
I
left off with Jay Renter, right?
Love that we have a real life producer person.
I don't think James does.
Because this is my everyday life.
Oh, I do not produce our life.
Well, that's better than being an abusive one, right?
This is a different kind of abuse.
If I hear him talking about Nebraska one more fucking time.
Oh, okay. Please. I do not talk about Nebraska
bullshit.
That much.
We walk through the grocery store and go past the Kool-Aid. Nebraska. And then you're like, oops, no, that's Jell-O. Or whatever it was.
No, it's Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Spam. Hamburger, whatever it's just called.
No, Spam's just, we're just one of the leading producers of.
Oh, God.
Get your facts right before you start criticizing me.
I can't get this.
I got
them up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got it up.
I can't read it. Mine. If
I'll read both.
We'll have
of them.
Bill read one.
I'll read, yeah. Who do you? I'm gonna read Walt because I've been talking to Walt a lot.
Okay, Walt's pretty cool. He's a cool kid. He
we
used
were
to
both
be
fatties.
I guess I'm still fat.
Yeah, you are. I'm kidding.
He used to be on another podcast. He was a podcaster, and he stopped doing it. But he still keeps in contact with us. So
yeah,
we love him.
Love.
He lives up in the New Yorks.
In the New Yorks, actually,
in Rochester,
that's one of the,
I think he lives.
Near no. I think, well, maybe. He might be more in Albany.
Albany. That's where it is.
Because we talked about some of my past up in upstate New York. So,
mm-hmm.
So Walt says, Foul Monkeys is awesome. I am a long
Wait, can we do an interpretive reading?
I am a long time listener of this show. And have been.
He didn't say William Shatner.
Hey, no, no, no. That's an interpretation.
Did you tell them my put down?
Shit. I'm a long time listener of this show and have been.
Wait. Really keep going with the voice.
Hell no, I can't do that.
Okay.
Shit.
Well, this isn't working for me anymore. There we go. Okay.
We keep having hard times. Okay. I am a long-time listener of the show and have been with it through many host changes. The current incarnation of Foul Monkeys with Ricky and James Roy is up there with the best of the shows. While I still miss the dynamic between Ricky and Nicole, the chemistry between Ricky and James Leroy more than makes up for it. This is a chemistry you just can't fake. After a period of the show just being okay, it's back to being fantastic in capital letters. This show is something everyone should check out. And mine are pink.
Love it.
Did you tweet back saying that pink is the best, or you emailed him back and saying pink is the best one?
Something like that, yeah. Pink or best.
Thank you, Walt. I appreciate it. We text message all
we
the time.
We should make shirts that say Foul Monkeys, pink or brown.
Love it.
That is a good one.
Would you guys buy a shirt that says that?
Maybe. They could, possibly.
Yeah.
They'll never let us know, because no one fucking lets us know anything. So
that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, okay, we're not supposed to read this person's name, even though it says it, because...
This is who...
He has coworkers in the same area, so... But that listen, that could possibly listen. So.
Is this CeCe?
Yes, no? CeCe.
Oh, okay. CeCe. I gotta put this a little closer, because I can't see. I'm blind.
Oh, old.
Here. I'll do this for you.
Thank you.
Oh, he's blown it up in the screen too.
This by CeCe, June 16th, 2011.
Interpretive Ooh. Reading.
Exciting.
Oh,
my microphone. Exciting, insightful, intriguing. A 5-star review. Well, not really, but damn funny. I've been listening to Foul Monkeys for years and haven't once been bored with them. Ricky is always hysterical, even when he doesn't mean to be, and the co-host James is just as good as anyone Ricky's ever had on the show before. Do yourself a favor and spend time with these boys. You will not regret it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, CeCe.
Y'all are making me feel special, but what would make me feel even more special is like
20 more
40
reviews.
More reviews.
Oh, I was trying to be modest.
Do you have 40? Do you have 40 more?
Actually, I wanted 200, and we're at 195. So if I could just get 5 more,
do you have 5 more listeners?
Yes, maybe. I hope we have a little over 1,000, maybe 1,500. Right. I love a stalker, especially one that reads your timeline on Twitter all the time,
or especially ones that pull out their junk in front of you.
Right.
Hey, Colonel.
That's not a stalker. That's
heaven.
Heaven.
That's Saturday night.
That's a date, yeah. That's a pickup line.
Can I be your stalker and put my thing out in front of you?
Speaking of pickup lines, do you have any good put-down lines?
My friend Luigi...
Retard.
Move it along. That's what Big Fatty would say. That's why he would love you. Move it along. That you got to say it. Do it.
Move it along.
You're going to have to listen to Big Fatty and listen to him play it first, because that's not as good.
Well, I've never heard it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to download and listen to it.
Okay, I have homework.
Yes. Oh, he's highly offended. He's like, don't call me out.
No, no, I'm not offended. I just have homework now. No. Big Fatty, I'll
actually,
be listening.
Actually, there's a podcast that talked about James that he has not listened to, obviously, because he has not talked about it. Mm-hmm. And they talk about you extensively.
Who?
Well.
Hey, has it been recent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like last week. You know, because you know what I've been doing
what
recently?
What podcast do you listen to?
You know, yeah. You know what I've been doing recently? What?
I
don't think you did.
I whispered it.
Ah.
10:13.
You better take this out.
What?
Take it out. Open their mouth and take
it
out.
What podcast do you listen to, James Lloyd?
What I'm saying is I
he's pulling a Sarah Palin. All of them.
Speaking of, did you hear her
Paul
Revere story? That was retarded.
Just stupid. Mm,
stupid bitch.
Yeah.
No, I've been moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been doing the
but
last week.
Do you
and a half.
Download this podcast? What
Probably.
Podcast do you download?
I don't know.
Why don't we share this? No, don't share it because then people get upset if you don't listen to their shows. No, don't tell it.
I do watch the Eat My Kimchi podcast.
Well, is that some Japanese shit?
No, it's
actually,
Korean.
That's a video.
Podcast. It's a video. That's why I said watch it.
Oh, I know. But it's actually kind of
It's funny. Considered a podcast. It's considered a podcast.
That was my give up noise. I'll do my big fatty homework while he can serenade me while I'm unpacking.
Okay, sounds good.
Until Thursday.
It's only a 20-minute podcast.
So I got it until Thursday. Okay.
It's very short. And he does it every day. Big Fatty is our inspiration.
He
he's like
day.
The middle of everything. Yes, he's almost on 1,000 shows
Holy
since he's been doing
shit.
His on his own.
And he has a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Every day.
He got that much
and he
of
does
talk
sound
about?
Clips and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, the thing about you're probably not going to get Big Fatty probably for about 2 months. Because you're going like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing with this? But it grows on you. And he's like, he's an older gentleman, but he's awesome.
They have some
he's
of
cool.
his stuff on the fridge, like
yeah,
the calendar.
I'll show it to you, the calendar and the magnets and stuff. Yeah. So, so thank you for leaving the reviews. We have a contest, $25 to wherever you want it to go.
Priscilla's.
In Ricky's bank account.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for myself. do that, and we will read your review.
Put
what
down.
Were we going to talk about?
Any good put downs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, Luigi, who lives up in Milwaukee, who used to live in California, who
yep.
is moving back to California soon.
That's where he's from.
How's his lover, Mario?
I don't think we should put that in, because I don't think that's happening. Oh, you mean...
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know who he is. I'm being stupid. His name's Luigi.
I really thought you meant someone in his real life. And I was like, I think that ended.
No, I'm talking about...
That made
about,
me really nervous.
No, I'm talking about his, you know, his lover, the plumber.
That is his brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God.
God, you made me super nervous there. I was like,
you're just like, oh.
Thank God this is not live. I guess Mario's doing great.
It's me, Mario.
So anyway, he was here visiting for Bear Pride a few weeks ago, and he
more
was,
like a month ago.
Has it been a month?
No, a couple weeks.
Yeah, like 2
really?
Weeks, right?
It's only been that long.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it was. It's been a month.
What day was it?
Memorial.
It was Memorial Day weekend. It was like the third weekend of May.
No, it was the last weekend. Memorial Day is the
31st. So it's
31st.
Been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
bam, in your face.
Well, you were wrong too.
I said a few weeks.
No.
A couple was 2, a few was 3.
A couple's a bitch.
Ooh, now we're getting the right mindset for some put downs.
Right.
Bring it. Come on.
You know what,
on.
James Leroy? Mm-mm. You know what? Why don't you eat some makeup so you're pretty on the inside too?
Why don't you fuck it up more?
I know. Oh.
And you forgot the best part.
What was it?
Bitch.
Bitch.
Oh, bitch.
Why don't you just eat some makeup so you're pretty on the inside too? Bitch.
There's some people that's full of ugly that there would never be enough makeup in this world. Probably
not even the Mac store can do that for you.
No. Not even.
I think this podcast should be called Lipstick on a Pig.
Why is that?
Why are you being so rude to Ricky?
Not the podcast. This episode. I'm talking about this episode. I meant this episode. Because we talked about Sarah Palin, which you know the quote is for. And then makeup on the inside.
Yeah, we'll do that. It's name the show right now.
Just did.
And could you do the show arts? Could you do that one? Because I'm not very good at that. If okay. you could make those.
I'll do my best.
Okay,
if good. I have time.
Oh, you'll make time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some phone calls. We're 15 minutes in. Let's do some phone calls before we forget them. Let's see here what we got. What we got here.
Ring a ding a ling. You got a phone call. Since you know you're not going to play the music.
No, I have. Uh oh. There we go. We're going to play it. And we're not going to play it because I need to turn the volume up.
Right. Say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Okay, first phone call is from the gay country boy, Wes. Here we go.
Hello, y'all. It's your gay country boy, Wes. Wanted to call and say hello. And to let you know, I got caught up today on a lot of shows. It's been like a 2 or 3 day process.
Before we go any further, this is an old call because it got lost in translation. So I had to, he texted me like, why didn't you play my call? And I'm like, what call? And he's like, I called. So I had to dig it out of the trash. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah. So this is an older call, but here we go.
Sorry.
But I am current and it sounds fantastic. Glad that, Ricky, you got back into the groove and you are syncopated with Leroy's groove. Wow, that kind of sounded good. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, it did.
It's great to hear the show. It's still as funny as ever. And from one elephant to the other.
Sounds more like a submarine.
Great weekend, and chat at you later. Bye.
I think his elephant noise is hilarious because it's just it sounds like a horn that you would hear like on a Mexican's car or something. Just
I went to high school with someone who changed their horn to the Lowrider song.
What?
Yeah. So he would do it and be like, "How does the song go?"
Lowrider. That
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
My evil stepfather had this second horn of the auga, auga.
That's what that sounded like. His elephant sounded like.
Sound like a submarine.
But apparently he is also an elephant too. So
yay.
I think he has maybe some metal going through his though.
Size queens.
Elephants mm-hmm. the same feather flock together? No.
No.
Well, only if his soul is uncut too.
Yes, it is uncut. Oh. His soul is uncut.
There
what,
you go.
What? Mm-hmm. That's right.
It is. I've heard. It back. I've heard.
Let her pull it back.
Pictures are appreciated.
Hey, country boy.
Might be able to assist you with that.
What?
Oh. So do you have another phone call?
Yes, we have another phone call. You guys remember a few weeks ago, well, last week? No, week before last, we were talking about the Diva Cup. Yes. And we asked Melinda, ooh, what do you use? Yeah. What do you use? Tell us, you know, call us and let us know. Well, she called to let us know exactly ew. What she does or whatever she, whatever. She's talking about her period. So here we go.
Let's do this.
Hey, you guys, it's Melinda. And, wow, period talk was really awesome. Glad to know that was like a good topic of conversation. My answer to what I do when I'm having my period is I dig a hole. In the yard, and I just squat over it for like 3 or 4 days.
Zap. 3 or 4 days.
I just can imagine and just like.
Why dig a hole? How do you just stand there? What's the matter? It's going to go in the ground anyway, right?
Get on my shoes. Well, it's like.
Okay.
Well, it's like when you're in the wood and uh-huh. when you have to go poo, you're supposed to dig a hole so you can bury it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, okay. Here we go.
That's as green as you can get. But no, seriously, I'm kind of vanilla when it comes to period care. I just use tampons. So, yeah, that's kind of boring. Diva Cup, I don't want to look like I did open heart surgery after removing the thing. I just feel like...
I just did that silent laugh. where it's too hard to breathe to actually make noise.
I just
gagged a little.
You know what was in my mind? Scalpel.
Would be a bloodbath.
I like this phone call.
Let's reverse it a little bit.
Back it up.
The thing, I just feel like it would be a bloodbath. And I guess I should buy it and try it. Maybe I'll buy
yes,
it and try it. Why
please.
Not? Right? Give me another excuse to call in. I love you guys. You're great. You're so entertaining. You guys seem to hit your stride. And Mr. Leroy, your voice makes me feel a little warm and tingly. Oh. I'm just going to say. And the really scary kind of deep man voice, I don't even want to say what happens when you use that. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
I think it's like the deep voice, the scary deep voice.
The claw.
Yeah. Tell her something sexy in it.
I want to be in that hole when you're squatting over it.
Bob and Tom. look at
Oh, let me drink some water.
I actually kind of think she means your James Leroy. Oh. I don't think she means the claw voice.
Either way, baby. I would still be in
tell
the
her
hole.
Something.
No, I really wouldn't. I want to vomit right now. I cannot believe I said that.
Oh. Ew.
I almost choked. Oh, hey.
Hello.
We just got email.
That Oops. Made me warm.
It's not from us. Oh.
That was
political stuff.
That was some funny shit.
Whew. Period talk seems to be
period talk
really
is always fun.
Funny.
Oh, my God.
Why? I mean...
This shouldn't be about dick and fart jokes. It should be about period and fart jokes.
Right. And you know what's funny is I don't think straight guys would ever talk about this stuff, like to the extent of like where we're going. We're like grossing ourselves out because guys would totally get grossed out as soon as you said tampon.
No, but I think what's funny is maybe straight guys talking about gay sex.
Right.
That would it'd be similar.
Right.
Yeah. Though I want to say that I don't think tampons are vanilla. I think pads are vanilla.
Pads are really weird. I just...
It's like,
all I think about is when I was in 7th or 8th grade when I was dating my girlfriend.
Quote, unquote.
And we were in the pool, and I noticed her bathing suit was sagging a little bit.
Ew.
And I went home. Because I didn't know how to approach that. So,
so when I, with my...
we're just speechless.
One of my exes... We were together for almost 9 years, uh-huh. And when we bought a house, we were moving, and my best friend, who was supposed to help me move, decided to drink a little too much the night before,
uh-huh.
And so he was late, and so ended up my ex and I ended up having to do the whole move ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But when he finally gets there, I see him walking out of my rental truck mm-hmm. with a maxi pad stuck to his forehead, and I'm like, what the fuck? But then I remembered that... When we first had moved, somehow, his name was Jody. Jody's mom's maxi pad ended up uh-huh. in some of our stuff. So uh-huh. I would stick him around the house or hide him under his pillow where we'd put him places. Well, so my best friend somehow found one
uh-huh.
and just stuck it to his head and then walked around like with his invisible martini glass pointing where we were supposed to. Yeah, it was special. Maxi pads can be fun. It's like you can make your own little crafts.
I told you my idea about the CTA. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get one. I'm going to put some cherry sauce on it and stick it on the sheet next to me so nobody sits next to me.
I told you about the comment my best friend made in San Diego, right?
Uh-uh.
Don't make me take my bloody tampon out and smack it across your face.
Wait, and then you said she followed it by,
I'm not even on my period. Yeah, no, yeah, that was because we talked about, she wanted to go to some, like, leather bar.
No, we were talking about going to,
Pecs.
Pecs. in San Diego, and where I'm like, well, you might not fit in now because you're a girl and you're not over 30.
Right.
And she's like, don't make me take my tampon out and smack it across your face. She's a little, not even bleeding. She's a little drunk. And I love it.
Excuse me. Y'all, that is the spaghetti sauce about to come up. Because I just laughed my ass off a second ago. My head hurts now even more. It's going to be an early night for me.
Speaking of hot messes and good times, mm-hmm. are you looking forward to Pride this weekend?
Everyone that I talked to said, Ricky, I don't think you understand what it's going to be like.
Chicago's Pride is interesting. It's one of those things that we used to come up from Indiana every year to go, but we'd be staying in Boys Town. And I think the only way Pride is actually fun is if you're drunk the entire Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many fucking people watching that parade that it also gets a little annoying. But the parade is long, and it is a massive, massive amount of people.
They were telling me it's over 500,000 people in that
on the street
little area.
Yes. It's great, but I would consider finding people with a cooler, taking your own,
mm-hmm.
and going early and getting your spot, or finding a friend, a trick, someone who lives there with a balcony and a window.
Uh-huh. Is it that fun? I mean, is it like a Mardi Gras thing kind of thing? I mean, is it that crazy?
Everyone is drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And everyone's getting beers from the bars and bringing them to the street.
And, mm-hmm. Or you can bring your own cooler.
But it is kind of like when you're in New Orleans when it's, you know, closing time and they come on the horses and like, you know, get your ass
Ooh,
off and
they
cleaning.
Come on the horses?
Oh, yes, Ricky. That's what I said. Because once the parade is over,
uh-huh.
you have all these like police officers and dump trucks like trying and street cleaners to come clean up all the mess.
Uh-huh.
And it basically is get the fuck out of the street, out of the
or
street.
Or you're going to get killed.
It's over. It's over. Uh-huh. Out of the street. And then,
what time is it over at? Because it starts at 12, right? The parade. Partying probably starts at 8 in the morning.
I don't know.
That's why I'm trying to look it up right now.
It is fun.
They don't have the parade
listed.
Oh, wait. It's slated to be immediately before Chicago's iconic Pride Parade on June 26th. But this is Pride Fest. This is all about Pride Fest.
Oh, I think we're going to that on Saturday.
Well, Pride Fest is on Friday and Saturday.
Where the hell's that at? I've never heard of that.
Pride Fest? Boys Town, right?
Yeah. I never actually heard of
it. It's a street fair, right?
It's kind of like Market Days kind of thing, but they have a North and a South stage, and like the North stage at 5 o'clock has a Pride drag show.
Well, they have that on the weekend. They close those parts of the street off even on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I thought it was all only on Sunday.
I don't know if they close it off, but I mean, people, for instance,
well, there's
16
a street
candles,
festival, so they have to close it down.
16 Candles is playing. Yeah. So.
Yeah, they were there at Midsummer. What was it? Midsummer Fest last weekend.
Yeah.
And they're an 80s cover band, and they're pretty good.
This will be my first Pride like yours and living here, though. I'm kind of curious to be out of this to be living here.
Oh.
So that sucks.
That sounds like a call-in day to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call in gay. They'll know.
Where are you going to be? Are you hanging out with people? Or are you going
to? I haven't figured it out yet. His BFFs. Have a specific place they always go to and invited my presence, but I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna be I'll let you know.
Because I think we're doing something. I don't know where we're going to be at, but I think Josh is planning it or something. He's going to plan to be somewhere. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. I just said plan it and I'll be there, but I kind of wanted us all be together. So maybe if we were really close enough, we can just go back and forth or something.
Yeah, but I'll let you know what I'm doing. Let me know what you're doing because maybe I'll just change my mind.
Okay.
I'm sad.
Well, you know what? We're going to get a picture of James LeRoy, and we're going to put it on our shoulders so that you're there with us. And we're going to take pictures.
No, we'll just take pictures of random people in Speedos because, you know, everyone will be, like, half naked walking the street. And we can put up – you can put them on the Facebook. James LeRoy? Question. It's like searching James LeRoy.
So you got to get a lot of ethnicities. Make sure you get some good black people there, too.
Right. Well, you are black, so –
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, in the inside.
Not after he eats all that makeup.
Wait, then he'll be tan.
You bitches are just jealous.
Whatever.
All right, give us a call. 20. Is that it? We're done. It's 29 minutes.
I guess we're done.
Oh, no, I want to talk about this. Douchey cute.
I was going to say, what the hell is that?
Fruit.
Yeah, what is this shit?
So I was on the train on the Metro, and I was with Eric, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the guys that were on the train and, you know, oh, they're cute, he's cute, whatever. So I was like, oh my God, that guy is so cute. But he's like douchey cute. And he goes, Eric goes, did you just call me Juicy Fruit? I was like, no, douchey cute. And he's like, I love that term. We're going to start using it. So we were, when we went to Roadhouse 66, we were on our way there and Lauren was with me. And three guys passed us. She goes, oh my God, they look like they just peeled cucumbers off their eyeballs and had their assholes waxed. And I go, yeah, you know. Or assholes bleached is what she said. And I go, well, you know what? They are, right? She goes, they're douchey. And I'm like, yeah, but they're cute. And she's like, yeah. And I go, they're douchey cute. And she's like, oh my God. It had to be there. But they were really like stuck up. Like they had their nose in the air, you know, skinny bitches with their shirts were popped open.
Nice.
Stuff like that. But so that's our new thing. You're cute. Douchey cute.
Douchey cute. Da, 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 da.
Did you just call me Juicy Fruit? Which Lauren says she likes that better.
Is Juicy Fruit like a plump, really, really gay guy?
Also known as Bill.
Didn't say it. Did not say it.
Don't touch me, Ricky.
See, why? It's not funny. Squirt on me because you're so
juicy.
Plump and juicy.
Please. We share clothes.
That reminds kind of. Me. That reminds me. I have to give you those shorts to see if you want them or not.
Sure.
Give us a call, 206-984-3685.
Give us an email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesloryfm@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter. I'm foulmonkeys. That's jamesloryfm.
Like our Facebook fan page.
Yes. And follow us on Tumblr, foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Holla.
Do you have anything else to say, Bill?
I hate you.
What else? I really hate you. Yeah.
I love Nessa.
You love Nessa? Mm-hmm. What would you do with Nessa if you were here in the same room with her right now?
We would scrapbook and cook.
I think she likes to cook, but I don't think she so much likes the scrapbook.
I don't like the scrapbook either. We would look at naked pictures of Nanad.
Oh, yeah. Na-na-na-na.
Whatever.
He's like, stop it. I speak eight languages, and I'll say stop it in every one of them, which would kind of be hot.
Deuces.
Oh, I guess we have to go now.
No, I'm just saying. Peace. Bye.
This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Bye. Have a great week.
Bye.
I want to be in that hole when you're squatting over it.